Abbiamo risparmiato migliaia di vite, abbiamo evitato 100.000.
Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini at a recent far-right rally here in Rome, telling the crowd his refusal to allow migrant rescue ships to dock at Italian ports has led to a fall in the number of deaths at sea. It's true the total number of drowning deaths of migrants in the Mediterranean is down this year, with more than 2,000 people dying. But with fewer and fewer humanitarian rescuers at sea as a result of a campaign against them, the number of deaths per migrant attempting the crossing has tripled. And with the new Salvini decree now in effect in Italy, those who survive the crossing are facing tougher times here too.
Questo evento quindi noi l'abbiamo costruito non per rispondere a Salvini che sta a piazza... Dove sta?
Chi? Piazza...
Giovanna Cavallo addresses a small crowd of homeless migrants and Italians trying to help them out behind Rome's Tiburtina train station. She's urging people to sign a change.org petition to get a permanent structure for Rome's homeless migrants here at the station. The group is clustered beside a small Christmas tree set up in a bleak stretch of concrete where some 50 young African migrants sleep each night.
We give them blankets at night and we keep on giving hot breakfast and dinner.
Cavallo and Andrea Costa are part of the Baobab volunteer group that has provided help to the thousands of migrants who have passed through Rome and to the young men who now call this chilly expanse of sidewalk home. Costa says the Salvini decree has been harmful to the migrants in Italy because it equates migrants with criminals.
Migration is strictly connected with security. While we think it's a wrong approach to the issue, also it abolishes humanitarian protection.
Italy is the only EU country that offers humanitarian permits, special protection for people who don't qualify as refugees, but for whom it's too dangerous to go back home. With the repeal of the protection, dozens of people here legally will suddenly find themselves operating even further on the margins of society, says Costa.
It means that from now on, we will have 20,000 more irregular migrants in our country. These are the ones that now have humanitarian protection. They lost it. It will not be renewed.
Most of the migrants who arrive in Italy are granted the permits, which are valid for 2 years and give holders the right to work. Italy's National Statistics Office estimates that by 2020, 130,000 migrants will be illegal in Italy.
Instead of bringing security, it brings insecurity. I mean, we will have more irregular person on the street.
Andrea Costa worries the decree will really mean that thousands of migrants about to lose their permits will slip into petty crime to survive. And he says that the slow, tenuous process of social integration in a country still ill-equipped for immigrants will unravel completely. Megan Williams, DW Radio, Rome.